Yeah, my name is Arash and I'm from Iran. I'm 35 years old, and when I left Iran, I was 32 actually.
Accountant, 14 years, and my last position, I was a senior accountant. I have experience in accounting for 10 years. And when I left Iran, I was
master's students in university.
never. I couldn't imagine. I have to live somewhere like Nauru. I have to beg for a shirt or pants. Sometimes it's never and ever. Before I arrived to Christmas Island, I even didn't hear about some place like Nauru. I didn't know about Nauru, anything.
So, how is life on Nauru?
Actually, it's a story. When I arrived from Christmas Island, in that time, Salvation Army was here, and we had to beg them for one shirt. We have a lot of rocks on the floor, and it's a very bad situation. The food is disgusting, without any quality. You can hear it. You can eat it. It's ridiculous, to be honest. Sometimes we have no power. In first few months, we doesn't have sometimes maybe for 3 or 4 days any water. No water in toilets, no water for shower. We had to wait to the rain. When weather was rainy, we had to actually take our shower below rain, with rain. This is our situation. I living in OPC2 in Nauru. When we arrived, it was horrible, to be honest. Every night since 3 years ago, we have to actually every night kill the cockroaches, and we have a lot of mosquitoes since 5 o'clock in PM until 7 or 8 o'clock in AM, and we have to escape from rats. We have a lot of rats too. I don't talk about the spiders because there are so many different kind of spiders. It's different things,
So, why did you leave Iran?
Actually, I can tell you Iran is one of best countries in the world. We have four seasons in Iran and other things, but unfortunately we don't have freedom. You can't choose your religion. You can't go outside with shorts. It's all of them is just Islamic rules, We escaped because of rules, because they didn't care about humanity or human right. When I was in Iran, I thought, okay, I can leave my country, my family, to go to Australia because they care about humanity, about human rights. And because of this issue, I left my country. I left my family. But when I arrived to Christmas Island and after that Nauru, I touched all of these lies, all of them was just lies, not more than one lie. Now, this is my life,
Who are you saying told you those lies?
Governments. When I was in Iran, I could hear, I actually followed all of news about European countries, all national countries or national countries news, and every time they said we care about humanity, we care about human rights and other bullshit. But now, where is humanity? Where is human rights? Where is justice? All of them is just lie. In which rule, or it's better if I said, when we arrived, we were about 78 people in our boat. But now most of them they're living in Australia. They actually transferred them from Christmas Island to Australia. Some of us living in Manus, and some of you are here. There is justice. If they said after the 19th of July, anyone can't come in inside the mainland, what are they doing in mainland? You know, that's why I said there is no justice, there is no humanity, and there is no human rights. UN, Red Cross, all of them is just bullshit.
We hear a lot in Australia from politicians about the people smugglers.
Yep.
And these terrible international cartels of people smugglers. What was your experience
you
like?
You know, it's so different because when I left my country, when I left my family, I knew I have to go to Australia with boat. In that time, I took my life in my hands. I knew it's difficult, I knew it's dangerous, and it's too difficult for me because I had to learn actually English. I had to learn about your culture. I had to switch my culture to your culture. It was so difficult for me, but I had trust myself. That's why I take my chance. But now they killing us, government's killing us day by day, you know, it's not in our hand. Even we want actually bought a boat, but immigration didn't let us. We want just escape off this island, this King Island. And, you know, I can tell you, it was so, I was scared about oceans. We cross off seven oceans, you know, it's too difficult with one boat, with 86 people. But now, where are we? In Nauru. Some of us in Nauru, some of us in Manus Island, and some of us in Australia. What's going on? I don't know. What's meaning of fucking humanity and justice? I don't know.
So you've been involved with the protests happening on Nauru every day. Why are you protesting?
Yep. After 3 years, we want just to know what is justice. After 3 years, we want to know what happened, what will happen for us, what's our future, why we have to live here more than 1,000 days, and they don't give us any result. Every time just they said, you have to go to Cambodia, or you have to stay here, live here for 10 years, or more than 10 years. And you have to live here. But it's bullshit. Because this Nauru, this island, they said it's country, but which country has actually another country's I can't remember actually money. They said we are a country, but they provide everything they need from Australia. The currency is Australian dollars. They have no university. They have no actually health things. Their national hospital is like a pig house, be honest. Dogs, cats, cockroaches, you can find a lot in their hospital. In this hospital, you can find different. We have just to try our best to change our situation, you know, because we can't do more than this. We are not actually more than locals. Every time if they have problem with us, we are criminals. Or if we have problem with that guys, again, we are criminal. For example, 3 days ago, one of our friends, he is an asylum seeker. He argued with one of IHMS staffs, and he told them, why you change my medication every time? In last 1 month, I took these three different kinds of medication. I want my medication, just this. And after that, Wilson called the police, and they came to arrest that guy. But some of our friends actually, they want to leave by about 25 or 26 police officers. They arrest all of that six guys. They pushed them. One of them gone to hospital. His knee was injured. And another five guys, they hit them in the car until they arrived to prison. I want just, can you actually share this one? Because I have some question from Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And if you can. Okay, I want to let all people in the world who can actually hear my voice to know when someone said something happened, he has to show his evidence. Okay. Australian President, Australian Prime Minister and Minister said, we provide everything for refugees and asylum seekers in Nauru. And Nauru President approved it. Okay. If you provide everything for us, why you didn't allow any medias to come to Nauru for talking with us, to see everything with their own eyes? Why? And then they said, we provide, they have entertainment, they live life, they living better than locals. Okay, in 24 square kilometers island, Nauru, we have no cinema, no park, no swimming pool. Where is entertainment? What's meaning of fucking entertainment? They said you are safe. But locals taking our money with force, taking our cell phones, our laptops, our motorcycles with force. Where is fucking safety? What's meaning of fucking safety and entertainment? And they said, okay, you're safe and you're living better than locals. When locals walking on the streets and roads without tongues or shoes, and they don't know what's meaning of life, how can they say, okay, you're living better than locals? And we just looking for freedom. It's not different, Australia or third country. But which third country? That country we can leave. We can find our future. Not some country like Cambodia or Nauru or PNG. They have their own problem. We have no future in this country, in this country like this, you know? I don't talk about myself, I talk about all refugees and asylum seekers in Nauru. With respect to Australian people, we know it's not their fault and it's just politics. It's actually their government's mistake. And I want to tell you, when we left our country, we knew we have to travel with boats. If we had to die, it was our mistake. But these two guys, Omid and Ratib, the dead blood is on government's hand. Just this. It's not more than this. And all of us, we will die one day. Mr. Turnbull and Mr. Dawson, they have to give answer to Jesus. Justice. You're looking for freedom. Thank you for your time.